Let's talk to the director, former director of communications for the Labour Party. He's never hung up on me, Alistair Campbell. Morning to you, Alistair.
I enjoyed that.
Although I don't know if I'm talking to you anymore, because on Saturday night, you told me on Five Live you hadn't voted for Labour, wouldn't tell me what party you'd voted for. Hugh Edwards asked you once, and there you go. You spilled the beans. You voted for the Lib Dems.
Well, I didn't want the Liberal Democrats going around saying, as I see that they are now saying, that because I knew they would, if we can get Alistair Campbell and Michael Heseltine in the same party, I'm not a Liberal Democrat. I'm Labour. And I voted Liberal Democrat. I voted for the Labour Party to come to its senses and to understand that this policy of trying to ride two horses at once was always going to fail.
What a disastrous result for your party last night.
It's a terrible result for Labour, but they need to wake up. As Emily Thornberry and Tom Watson, and now I see John McDonnell as well, have all said, they have to wake up and understand that unless they come out unequivocally in favour of a people's vote and unequivocally with the option to remain, and unequivocally, in my view, saying that if we get that people's vote, they would fight to remain, I think the Labour Party risks oblivion. And I really mean that. So I don't want to be seen as a Liberal Democrat any more than I would want to be seen as a Green or Change or anything else. I have always been Labour. If you'd have said to me a few years ago, one day you'll vote Liberal Democrat, I'd have said there's more chance of me supporting Blackburn Rovers. It's never going to happen. But I've done it in this one instance because on this issue at this time, nothing is more important than actually the country has the debate that, and we have a truthful debate about what's happening with Brexit.
You say your party faces oblivion if they don't campaign for Remain. That would suggest that a future general election is going to be based on one issue. Surely a general election, people are going to be voting for parties on much more than Brexit.
Well, of course they are, and that's why I think that the issue has to be resolved in a referendum. I wish we hadn't had the referendum in the first place, because I worried at the time that it was actually, you know, that we were going to end, I didn't realise we'd end up in quite as big a mess as we have.
Why do you say Labour faces oblivion?
Because I think that look at what's happened yesterday. They've tried this policy of facing both ways. They've tried to pretend to leave us that they're a Leave party, to remain us that they're a Remain party, and they've ended up not pleasing either. And the thing is about the modern age, I mean, I saw Emily Thornberry last night, and she was looking at that in Islington, where she and Jeremy Corbyn of the MPs, the Liberal Democrats, beat Labour. And she was saying, oh, well, it's a protest vote, we'll come back to Labour at the election. They can't guarantee that. Politics is so volatile now, it's so fluid. And the thing that the country wants is leadership. The reason why the Brexit Party did well, the reason why the Lib Dems have done well, the reason why the Greens have done well, is because they've had a clear principled position.
And what that result tells you last night, Alistair Campbell, is that even if you do get your way, even if you do get another referendum, you might lose it. And what are people like you going to do then? Are you going to stay quiet? Are you going to keep on arguing that this country can't stand up on its own two feet?
Listen, if there was another referendum and the country voted, but with all that we know now, and they voted again to leave the European Union, that is it. That's it, all over. But the point, and let me just say about
but the point is, the world would continue, the United Kingdom would continue to prosper, and doomsday merchants like you would have to be quiet.
Well, I think you can be guaranteed that, a bit like yourself, Stephen, but I don't think either of us ever be quiet. But you'd have to accept that was it. But my point about why this idea that it's undemocratic, given all that we know, given what we've seen about Brexit, what Brexit means in practice, the idea that it's undemocratic to say to the people, do you still want to go ahead with this, based on this? And let me tell you, the results last night, Anne Widdecombe and Nigel Farage, they can crow all they want. That was not that great a result for them last night. They got a little bit more than UKIP got, which is another Nigel Farage party, in 2014. The far bigger increase in the share of the vote came from the parties that were unequivocally pro-Remain, pro-people's vote. And the Greens and the Lib Dems, you look at people that are focusing on Wales, for example, yes, the Brexit Party did well. But if you look at the combined votes of Green, Change, Plaid, Lib Dem, it dwarfs it. So I don't think that I think the reason why Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson and Jacob Rees-Mogg, the reason why they're terrified of another referendum is because they think they'd lose it, and I think they're right.
And if there were to be another referendum, let's look at both scenarios. First of all, if people voted, if the majority voted to remain in the EU, would we be able to go back and renegotiate our membership with the EU?
We're not
Or
out.
Would it be... Well, we're not out, but would we be able to effect change? The reason why this all came about was because there was a significant part of the population unhappy with the rules of the EU.
Well, up to a point. Let's just be frank. The reason that Leave won was all sorts of reasons, some of them to do with Europe, a lot of them to do with globalisation, a lot of them to do with people not liking David Cameron, George Osborne's austerity programme. There's all sorts of reasons. But the point is that look at the results more broadly. Obviously, the UK, we focus endlessly on Brexit and what's happening here in the UK. Macron is looking at these results and thinking Europe has to change. The Germans are looking at these results and saying Europe has to change. The idea that there's only the UK that wants reform is a nonsense. So what if we're going to be, what I hope happens is that we end up, whatever the end of this Brexit process in Parliament, we end up that we go back to the people, that there's an option to remain, that we stay, and that we lead the process of reform inside the European Union. And look at every country in Europe, support for the institution of the European Union has risen since our referendum. Marine Le Pen, she won in France, she won the elections in France yesterday, in that she beat Macron by one or two percentage points, but she stopped all this stuff about wanting to come out of the European Union. So I think that we need to kind of broaden our horizons a bit. We need to understand that these forces of change are happening everywhere. But the reason why the Labour Party is in this mess today, in my view, is because instead of challenging this populist nonsense, instead of challenging the Farage narrative about what Britain should be, they've lent into it and they've tried to have it both ways.
Do you think there should be a leadership challenge on Jeremy Corbyn?
There's got to be a change at the top in terms of how we address this issue. If Jeremy Corbyn just keeps on going with his, well, we'll sit around the table, we'll put this on the table, we'll put that on the table, we'll talk to stakeholders and all this sort of stuff, people want leadership. So whoever is leading the Labour Party has to lead. And that is what we've not seen. And in the campaign as well, Stephen, I'm a campaigner. I've done lots and lots of different election campaigns. It is absolutely shameful that neither the Conservatives nor the Labour Party actually put together a campaign worth the name for these elections. And I think that they've let down candidates, they've let down their members, they've let down their supporters. There was an astonishing email went round last night from John Howarth, who narrowly got re-elected, and he apologised to his supporters. And he said that if it either through naivety or mendaciousness, he said, Central Office, Labour Party, High Command, if they tried to lose these elections, they could not have put together a better plan. That is absolutely shocking.
What would your question be in the referendum?
Well, that would be for Parliament and the Electoral Commission to decide. I think that, what I would fight for is for Remain to be on the ballot paper. And then it would have to be whatever form of Brexit. I mean, Theresa May's deal's dead. I think we all know that. We've wasted months and months and months with that sort of having a slow and painful death. And Nigel Farage would argue that no deal, WTO Brexit would have to be on the ballot paper. That's for Parliament to work out. But, you know, we've talked about this many, many times already. I remain of the view that I've been of this view for a long time. Parliament is not going to resolve this. A general election is not going to resolve this. I think this is only going to be resolved if it goes back to the people and we have full, proper, open, honest debate that we didn't have in 2016.
And final question, if Labour were to go into a general election with the same policy that they currently have, in other words, as you're suggesting, trying to appeal to both sides, would you vote against Labour again? Would you vote Lib Dem again in a general election?
If the Labour Party, if we were still not out of the European Union, and if the Labour Party was still pretending that there was some magical jobs first Brexit and we could do this and we could do that and we could get a better deal and it'd all be wonderful, then I couldn't support that because it's not leadership. And I think it's a great irony, leadership and the small coterie around Jeremy Corbyn that doesn't want him to change. Seamus Milne, Carrie Murphy, Len McCluskey, Andrew Murray, these people who don't want Jeremy Corbyn to move. I think it's there's a considerable irony that they absolutely hate the Blairites and all that we stand for, and that was because they felt that we triangulated too much. Well, they've seen our triangulation won general elections, and that helped us change country for the better, not least in Northern Ireland. Their triangulation has failed because it's not been principled. It's been based on thinking that you can face two ways, you can ride two horses, and you're not going to fall off.
I see Jeremy Corbyn, by the way, is saying that last night's result was a proxy second referendum.
Well, I mean, I don't think it was. And if it was, though, Remain won, because the absolutely clear Remain parties scored 40%. The clear Brexit, hard Brexit party scored 35%. And then you can add in the Conservatives.
That presumes
Labour.
People are just voting on that issue, that one Brexit issue.
I don't believe they were, but listen, he said...
Well, then it doesn't...
No, but I'm not saying it is. You've just told me that he said that.
Yeah, that's what Corbyn's saying today.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not... Look, what I think it does show, and let's be honest, most people who were voting in these elections, Brexit was the dominant issue, but the parties that were unequivocally pro-Remain, pro-People's Vote, did very, very well. The Brexit party that was unequivocally for a hard Brexit did reasonably well. The Labour Party, sitting on the fence, the Tory party, failing to deliver Brexit, did very, very badly. None of us can disagree with that.
Alistair, always nice to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for coming on this morning.